Blog Talk Radio.
Pleasure to be on with everybody that's listening tonight, and this show, plus a whole lot more shows to come here on American Psychosis Radio, where you're listening to me and leaving everyone else alone. Tonight's show will be about how I am feeling and about my medicine change. Producers come to me and give me the idea that I ought to do a show totally in relation to me and what goes on with me, and why I take certain medicines. Because for many, psychoactive drugs are means to live by, life by, that is, if you are mentally ill. Some people go through the hoops to find the right doctor or even the right medicine. But for me, the host, I've been taking the same combination of psychotropics for 8 years now. That is, until last Thursday. But due to a medical insurance glitch, I lost that doctor and went on the escapade of finding a new and different medicine. It took me 9 months in all, which is what I'm going to discuss in this episode of American Psychosis Radio. I will discuss also the journey of finding a new doctor and a better, more effective course of treatment for a new diagnosis, all to be discussed in this half hour of American Psychosis Radio. Well, we're going to start with this. If you take the calendar back 9 months, and I couldn't even tell you when it was the last time I seen my other psychiatrist, I just one day received a bill from him in the mail to where I had to pay all this huge lump sum of money to get in order to keep seeing him. Well, I didn't have that large lump sum of money to just hand over to him. Be quite honest with you, it was $250. Evidently, my insurance didn't cover that. My Medicare and A, B, and D, and all that other C, D, G garbage, I don't know. Regardless of which, it didn't pay for it, and I had to quit seeing it. By taking the same combination of psychotropics for 8 years, well, a little bit of tweaking the doses up or down a little bit, but when you add, factor in everything like weight gain to weight loss, that's what makes the dosage levels go up and down, kind of fluctuate a little bit. But I took Abilify, which is aripiprazole, and that really was now that I'm on the radio, I'm too shy about how I think my words out. But it was a very effective treatment back in its day. And I would say I started taking that about around 2006. And I had good luck with Abilify. And it helped me through a lot. I mean, with the Abilify, I'm going to continue on talking about with more of which I'm going to try to get to tonight in this short half hour that we're going to do the show with, time slot that is. Abilify, I started on 10 milligrams. I went up to as high as 20, I believe, through the course of the 8 years. And I felt a lot of agitated side effects from the Abilify. Now, the generic for that is aripiprazole, and this is a very expensive medicine. If you ever have to take it, tell your doctor to give you the substitute kind, or substitute it with a generic, because believe me, it'll save you a lot of money there, your insurance, rather. But I was comparing other medicines, relatively new, because I always go with, I should have went with the other way of thinking, though, that we'll go with what's best for you instead of what's the newest. I went by with what's the newest. I'm looking up all these different new medicines, and I even mentioned them in previous shows, that these medicines that are coming out are supposed to be a lot less side effects with the same beneficial effects that are trying to be achieved by taking the medicine. So, you know, you stop and think. I compared it with Rexulti, the new medicine that's getting ready to be released on the market. It just was cleared by the FDA, as I read. And I haven't even discussed that with the new psychiatrist yet. But anyway, I'm on two different paths here, so just bear with me. But I was originally diagnosed with schizophrenia. And I was told schizophrenia is a pretty serious mental disorder. But I guess you could be diagnosed differently as you live on. And what I mean by diagnosed differently as you live on, meaning that your brain chemistry probably in the body does change with getting older. You lose some hormones, you lose some chemistry, or you may gain more of the other. And it depends on your lifestyle as well, too. You know, a healthy lifestyle is a must for any person. I don't care if you're a heart patient, a mental patient, you know, whatever you have, a good lifestyle to live by is definitely a cardinal rule in being well all the way around, is what I'm trying to say. So just, you know, take that and for what it's worth anyway, and whatever you think it's worth, and live from there. But when I lost Dr. Harris, and I was seeing him throughout the whole 8 years as well, you know, it took me a referral to get in to start seeing him like 9 years back. And like I said, my medical insurance was corrupted or something, got messed up in the records, which rendered me owing $250 to the doctor, and I said, I don't have that kind of money. I cannot pay for that. So he says, well, until you come up with it, you can't come and see me anymore. I said, well, thanks. I need a new doctor anyway. So that's what I did. That's what I did. So here I am 9 months later, and $1,000 ambulance bill later, I wind up finding a doctor to be able to, it wasn't actually finding the doctor that I'm starting to see now. It was more or less, I had a hard time getting in because every time I got to, the day would come to see the doctor, somehow I couldn't go to the appointment. And I remember one of them was, it snowed one time and my dad didn't want me driving the car. So I couldn't see him that day. So which each day that I didn't, each appointment that I missed resulted in 3 more months of wait time. So I go to my appointment one morning, 3 months later, and the woman at the front desk says, well, Dr. Batar, that's who he is sick today. So we'll have to schedule you another appointment, but it won't be for 3 more months. And I'm like, what? What do I do when I ran out of medicine? I was just having a bitter, bad time, you know, trying to maintain my composure, my good personality, I guess you could say, and no medicine. I'm like, so I ended up having my primary care physician prescribe me the medicine that I was, you know, needing. I had to wait a small amount of time for that, but I was running out of medicine, and I absolutely had to get in to see this, see a doctor. But thank God for my primary care physician. He kept the holes in the bottom of the boat patched until I reached shore with this whole fiasco, because I was having bouts with, this was like in the last 2 months, taken all the way up to, I should say, take last Thursday and take 2 months all the way back. I've had nothing more than psychosis, thinking of horrible things, hurting people, and, you know, thoughts alike that I could not keep out of my head or control, because people just knew what buttons with me to push. So I'm like sitting here thinking, what do I do, you know? I mean, I've been taking the same medicine, you know, over the past 8 years with no really adverse changes, and I'm thinking all this garbage going through my head, all, it wasn't coming just in a slow stream. This is coming all at once, thoughts that are coming all at once. I could not get the Abilify to work with my mind any longer. It started losing its steam. I'd probably say probably over a year ago, it started losing its effectiveness with me. And I wonder if that's the truth, if psychoactive drugs, you eventually build up that much of a tolerance to it that you need to be changed over to a different, totally different medicine, as in my case. So I'm taking venlafaxine, which is generic for Effexor, and venlafaxine was making me vomit every time I tried to swallow the pills. Well, I could have had the candy-coated pills, but my insurance company just said no to that. We won't pay for the candy-coated pills, but we'll pay for the ones that dissolve no sooner than water hits them, and they dissolve so quick it just puts that nasty taste in the back. You have to swallow it fast. You have to swallow them down faster. You're going to sit there and just spit it out when you vomit. So there you go. That's what happens. So I got off that stuff. And no wonder I was taking it three times a day. Or, well, I was taking three tablets all at once. I figured, you know, one time of swallowing nasty pills, medicine, once a day is probably what I do better than three times a day with just one pill for each dose. So that's the venlafaxine, which is the Effexor. That was for a major part of my depression. Now, we're going to take a short break here coming up here. And before we do, I want to discuss with you all the medicines I was taking, some of them that I'm still taking to this day. And one of them is the lithium carbonate, ER. And I take three tablets, swallowed down with water every day. Three tablets by mouth every day. Not a bad regimen for a mood stabilizer. Now, the lithium carbonate and the mood stabilizer, it helped me back then keep from making drastic decisions during my highs and bad decisions during my negative lows. Because the reason why I'm talking about highs and lows, and you're probably thinking bipolar, but that's, you know, what I'm trying to get at with the new diagnosis that my doctor had come up with. So we'll discuss all that and a whole lot more when I come back here with you here on American Psychosis Radio with your host, Jory Rowe. Tyler back here with you on American Psychosis Radio with host Jory Rowe. Glad you tuned in to me. You're leaving everyone else alone, and we were just talking about my medicine change and about some antidepressants such as venlafaxine, and now we're going to talk about another antidepressant that I was switched over and started taking as of last Thursday, and it's called citalopram. Well, I was taking 10 milligram tablets, but now I was up to 20 milligram tablets. So when you're sitting here talking about depression and its frequency, has this medicine helped me? Yes, it has, and it has helped me immensely. But like I said, in every person, it's different. I mean, some people take higher doses. Some people take lower doses. Some people take right about the same that I take. But for me, I take 20 milligrams by mouth every day. And the citalopram is, I had the thought that at one time that I took it before, because it's known as Celexa for its business name. And Celexa, like I said, the same thing as citalopram, this medicine did me wonders for a while, and then it just, one day, I think, if I'm remembering it right, it just, all of a sudden, quit working on me. And I don't think it does, it works like that, where it just all of a sudden quits. You know, it just, it either slows itself down with no little or no effectiveness, and it just gradually loses steam from there. But maybe I was having a bad day, and I thought that it wasn't working, and I demanded my doctor to take me off of it and put me on something else, which that's where the Effexor came from, when I was taking the Effexor. Well, I'm glad to be back on Celexa, and I should not, you know, blame bad days on medicine not being effective. I just need to consider the source of a bad day. Everybody has them. And the outcome of the bad day largely depends on how you react to it. For as much as I would hate to say that for good advice for myself, I would say it out to others because it is the truth. Now let's move on. Now I do take a breathing medicine called Singulair or Montelukast, 10 milligram tablets once a day, and was highly encouraged to quit smoking. So I've been trying to work on that, but we are not succeeding very well with that. So we need to do something to pump some inspiration on why it's important to not smoke, or you'll be taking that drug like I'm taking. Boy, they weren't lying when they said that the smoking would damage your breathing and possibly other things in your body. They're not lying there. They know what they're talking about. Last but not least, my medicine change on the antipsychotic. I was taking Abilify before. Now I'm taking Geodon hydrochloride, which is 40 milligram capsules, the little blue capsules, 40 milligrams a piece. But I take 80 because the doctor had told me since this medicine here, it takes a little bit to get used to, which it does. He had me take 40 milligrams at dinner time. That's about the end of the day, latter part of the day when I eat. Always have to take it with food. And I don't know if I told you what it is on the generic table of it. It is a prasidone hydrochloride, 40 milligram caps. That is Geodon. So I take one with dinner for a week. That's a whole week taking one tablet at dinner time on each of the days. And after that, he told me then I could go up another capsule along with it, making it a total of 80 milligrams taken at once a day with dinner time. Now, I have seen a change in my mood. My mood has been a lot better with you know, a lot more stable. I'm not thinking these crazy thoughts. Some do, few do enter my head. I think that's what I'm always going to be plagued with for as long as I live with this. But that has, I would say that has dropped at least 75%, the psychosis. Whereas with the Abilify, I was trying to swim against the current. And if you try that, you're not going to get anywhere. So I was in circles with the Abilify, really, but it helped me for a long time. But this Geodon stuff has helped me. I've noticed a change. He said, you'll notice a change within about the second, the third week you're taking it. And boy, do I know, because, you know, I'm a little bit more keyed up maybe during my highs, my lows, maybe not as low on the lows, but when I'm keyed up, I'm still a little bit on edge. And I say, even when I'm driving a car, I'm a little bit more cautious when I'm driving. And because of that, because I'm more cautious means I'm going to probably make mistakes because I'm being too careful, which scares me. You know, if you're going to be cautious and that cautious, you're scared or out of place about something when it comes to the activity of driving the car. Now, it doesn't do it horribly to me, but it elevates a little bit of what could happen fear. It elevates the anticipation of the inevitable, is what this medicine does to me. And he says, once you get used to taking it, you'll notice more of the good effects rather than the annoying side effects that could come with, you know, starting this medicine. But he said, whatever you do, don't forget to take it every day. He says, some of the other stuff you could probably skip a dose or two, but he said, try not to skip doses. And that's what I was famous for a lot of times in the past with my other medicine, is I would skip doses because I'd get to bed and think, oh, I just forgot to take my medicine. And then I'd wake up thinking, did I take my medicine last night? And then I couldn't remember if I did or not, so I wouldn't. I wouldn't take it again, and therefore that screws up the balance in your body that the doctors and you are trying to achieve by taking these drugs. And another piece of advice I would have to be big on giving out, as far as these drugs, they're for people that are not right in the head. If you want to call that to me, that's fine. But I know you like to listen to me and leave everyone else alone here on American Psychosis Radio. And we are about out of time for tonight, so we're going to break it off with, just to summarize about the show topic, about how I'm feeling. Well, I'm feeling pretty good. And I have to say, I'm feeling a lot better than I was feeling 3 weeks ago. And my medicine change will come slowly, because there's other things he wants to change, but he wants to see how I respond to the Prasidone or the Geodon. And he wants to go from there. But now my next appointment with the doctor is January 4th. A few days after, that's the new season of American Psychosis Radio, which means we're going to drive on over here to our list of show topics that we are anticipating on going through that will take us to the end of the year. And last show, we did a show about Sigmund Freud, about Inside the Mind with him, and now we're doing Jory's medicine change. And I originally, now, some of these subjects, they're subject to change. Okay, some of these topics are subject to change. So you shouldn't just turn on Blog Talk Radio and listen to me and leave everyone else alone and expect to hear what I said you'd hear from last week. No, I'm not that kind of a person. But sometimes we have to switch up topics on this page until we get a better source of where we get our information from to talk about these topics. Now, coming up in October, tentatively slated for the first show is an inside look, American Psychosis Radio, inside look of schizoaffective disorder, which that is my new diagnosis. I forgot to go over that in the show. Glad I went over that with now. That's what my new diagnosis is. It's still a serious disorder, but it's not far from schizophrenia. I think I've been to schizophrenia and back, and then to depression and back. I've been probably three different angles of the triangle there. It was a hell of a trip, I'll tell you that much right now. But then we're going to do Shocking Memories of Junior High, known as Hell 1, and Shocking Memories Part 2, and another show, High School Hell, followed by the last show in October, which is Social Torture and Dating. And I'm sure we got a lot to talk about when we come on that show. If you're listening to me and leaving everyone else alone, I'm Jory Rowe, and we're going to close it off for tonight. We'll see you next Saturday here on American Psychosis Radio. JC Entertainment 14 Productions, 2015. Cheerio, put your paws down, please.